In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about the number one reason why I see businesses fail. Let's dive on in to that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited to be back. It's been a while since I created any podcasts and I've honestly missed you guys. It's been a crazy couple months. We had some great experiences like being a surprise speaker at Funnel Hacking Live. We had a really incredible holiday season, very relaxing, which is actually kind of nice. And now we're gearing up for quite a bit of travel. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know what I haven't done in a while? I think it's time to record a Social Media Secrets episode. So over the last few months, I've had quite a bit of opportunity to connect with different business owners, with a ton of really, really successful high-profile business owners and entrepreneurs that people know almost on a first name basis. And, you know, I've been kind of like studying some patterns of successful businesses and businesses that, you know, start out strong. I'm now going into my fifth full year in business starting in April. And it's been crazy to watch so many people dropping like flies around me, you know, and realizing that all it takes is just continuing. And a lot of the competition knocks itself out, which is kind of crazy. And, you know, I've been analyzing what is it that is the reason why most businesses fail. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, it's probably not what you think. I know you might be guessing, oh, it's, you know, a lack of lead generation, or it's not having the right website set up, or they don't have a social media presence. But truth be told, the number one reason I see most businesses fail is because the visionary, the leader of the company, decides to stop progressing and growing. They realize like, oh my gosh, this is a lot harder than I thought. It's somewhere around like the $1 million per year mark that you're forced to really face yourself like with this massive mirror of your own personal development in front of you. And that can be kind of painful. Let me actually rephrase that. It is an extremely painful process. I was through that process, I was able to identify some areas where I was lacking in commitment and follow through and identify major gaps in our communication and realizing, oh my gosh, I have to start being really disciplined as a whole in order for us to go where I imagine us ending up. And so it was that process of looking at myself in this massive mirror, like 2 inches away from my face, that I had to face my own fears, my own past traumas and experiences, my own insecurities. Because truth be told, the reason that most businesses don't succeed is because the leader is refusing to face some of those major flaws in character. And it is not easy. I do have to say a lot of people end up bowing out. And I started to really see that in my third year. And then especially in my fourth year, I kind of started to look around and I was like, am I really one of the last people standing? Like from the groups that I hung out with from the very beginning, this is so crazy. And the truth is, not everyone wants to continue growing. Not everyone wants to continue being challenged. Not everyone wants to have something that reminds you, oh, hey, you know that that area where you're lacking follow through, or that area where you're over promising, that area where you're always running late. Yeah, it's time to start working on that. Not everybody likes to go through that process. But as we've been building our business, you know, we're at this place in our business where it doesn't really make a difference financially to us if we continue to grow or not. We have everything that we could honestly need. Like life is beautiful and wonderful and we feel extremely blessed. So why would we continue to grow? Why would we push through and break through the $10 million per year mark and then, you know, keep growing and get to the 100 million and someday even, yes, I'm saying this publicly out loud, someday even grow past a billion. And the truth is because I want to grow. And so if you're listening to this, one of two kind of emotional reactions may be going on. You may be saying, I identify with the people who don't want to grow. Like, this is too much. This is too scary. I'm not ready to face my own fears and inadequacies and areas for growth. That's just way too much. Or you might be saying, you know what? That sounds kind of scary, but I'm ready to start doing it. I'm ready to start growing and honestly facing myself, facing my fears, becoming someone who is brave in the face of perceived danger, even though the crazy thing about business is it's not really that dangerous. The fear is in our heads because so much of our programming tells us to play it safe. And, you know, a lot of times in our lives, we skate by under the radar. We don't want to excel or be the best. And it's not because we don't have what it takes, but it's because we know that it's really scary to be on a pedestal and to have people watching and to be leading others. And that can be a really scary process. But when I think about the alternative and that's not growing, that's terrifying to me. And so there have been so many scenarios in our business where I'm like, would it be technically easier to just stay playing small? Yeah, maybe it would be. Maybe it wouldn't require me to learn how to be on time to meetings or to learn how to see my word as my bond and follow through on my commitments. Maybe that would be technically easier. But when I look at like how much our personal lives have grown and the lives have grown of the people that I want to emulate, the people who I look up to, my role models, I'm like, that actually seems so much more fulfilling to commit to never quitting on the growth journey and to continually progress and challenge my fears, challenge my limitations, the areas in my character where I'm like, that is not where I see this ending. Like, I want to constantly play the game and see how far can we go? Like, can we continue playing all the way to the billion mark? It may take a couple tries, and that's okay. But I never want to stop growing. I never want to say, you know, like, where I am right now is good enough. Because I look at my life and I'm going to live to 101 years old. I don't know about you. How long do you want to live listening to this podcast? How long do you want to live? And now think about how many years you have left to challenge yourself and grow and really experience and just a continual process of improvement and overall benefiting everything in your life. I know that I want to spend the next 71 years of my life growing. And so the number one reason I see businesses failing is because the business owners say, I can't take this. I don't want to face my own areas of inadequacy. I can't handle being called out, or I can't handle calling myself out. I can't handle the accountability that this takes. It does sometimes feel like pressure, but at the same time, the only pressure is you looking at yourself saying, I still have room to grow, and this is really exciting. So that's the number one reason I see. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure that you head on over to the show notes so you can check out a few different resources that I have for you guys. And for some of you, you're like, you know what? I'm ready to start growing. I want to be challenged. Let's go further. And if that's you, I challenge you to head to Click for Life. That's CLIQUE. forlife.com. And that is where you can find an application for the Social Click, which is my consulting and mentorship program. It's one of the strongest networks that will challenge you to grow consistently, which is so exciting. So go to clickforlife.com. I will catch you guys in the next episode. It's so good to be back. I will see you guys later. Bye. See you.